This is session 5 of the PDH online audio course on electrical specifications. We're going to discuss the origin of CSI construction specs. AIA, the American Institute of Architects, has been around since 1857. National membership costs $272 per year at the time of this writing. State and local memberships are also required to participate. The AIA has created contract standards, standard specifications, and is involved in standard drafting practices and a range of additional standards activities. AIA is many things. Specifications are but a small and important part. AIA works for architects. Every detail in every activity is to benefit the architects. Very often, the interest of project architects and consulting engineers, structural, civil, HVAC, plumbing, electrical, technology, and such, coincide. However, when the interests are not in common, everything that the AIA does is to favor the architect. AIA set up CSI, the Construction Standards Institute, and contracted with ARCOM to sell the standard specifications. Today, they talk about partnerships, but they are relationships between the three organizations, AIA, CSI, and ARCOM, are very, very close. CSI, the Construction Standards Institute, is now the author of record for CSI specification. Membership in CSI costs $210 per year. CSI sells a guide for writing your own specifications to the CSI 2004 format for $160. The page format guide costs $33 for the 1999 edition, and as mentioned previously, the 2004, 2005, 2006 edition is not presently available. A revision is overdue and has not been priced. The CSI website contains link to ARCOM and BSD. However, there is a preponderance of AIA members in the direction and management roles at CSI. CSI, as opposed to AIA, does nothing but specifications. Now, ARCOM, the Architectural Computer Services Incorporated, claims that MasterSpec is a product of AIA. Now, notice, they skipped CSI. They say they came directly from AIA. They claim a special close link to AIA. They make little mention of CSI. The downside of this arrangement is that it's unclear who you go to for fixing a content problem in the specifications. Now, obviously, when you issue specifications, you issue whatever words you want to issue. You don't have to issue the words that came from the publisher. On the other hand, a lot of people feel very strongly that using the words from the publisher is much more defensible in court if a problem arises. So there's some advantage if your firm is directly opposed to what's in the CSI. You want CSI to be changed to accept how you want to do it. You don't want to go to a judge and say, well, CSI does it this way, we choose to do it the other way, and there were terrible consequences. You want to say we did the best possible in the engineering field, and there were unfortunate consequences. Note that use of CSI wording is an absolute defense in legal action involving standard of competence. In summary, the AIA created CSI, and ARCOM came out of who knows where. ARCOM produces MasterSpec. So the relationship is AIA is the ultimate origin. CSI now has the name on everything except for the fact that ARCOM doesn't recognize it. ARCOM is a publisher. MasterSpec is the product you purchase from ARCOM. ARCOM sells MasterSpec for $110 per specification, with many packages of groups available. MasterSpec is delivered in a form with hidden guidance text and optional paragraphs. That is, in Microsoft Word, you turn on hidden text and you can see a lot of stuff that is not supposed to be in the final printed version. There's kind of a rule you're supposed to delete all this stuff before you send it out. Most people actually just turn it off. And you can find really strange things when you turn on hidden text in a file form of a specification. In any event, Tiffany Nielsen, now this is an important statement, Tiffany Nielsen, N-E-I-L-S-O-N, at ARCOM, told me that if you buy 1 year of the service and do not renew, You cannot continue to use those specifications. So I've mentioned several times in this course that a bad way to write specification is to use an old version of master spec. Well, you get bad specifications out of it, and master spec isn't too happy about you issuing bad specifications with their name on it in hidden text. So it's forbidden. It's forbidden by the contract. When you buy master spec, you get it for the year you pay for it. You are not permitted to use it afterwards. I have not heard of enforcement on this, but again, it is an impediment if you go to court on it. The biggest complaint against master spec is the standard form, which includes a choice of supplier paragraphs. The first of the optional paragraphs says, provide one of the following manufacturers. That's pretty clear. The second says, provide one of the following manufacturers or equal. Now, there's nothing wrong with either of these. They both need meet a particular need. A little red slash cuts out the one you don't want, and we move on from there. If you're a typing kind of person, you know, you highlight the one you don't like and hit the delete, and it's gone. However, almost every project spec book contains one spec where the engineer left both paragraphs in. Sometimes a spec book has all the specifications in a division containing both paragraphs. This often happens with a new engineer or an engineer who is very good with drawings and not so good with specifications. Sometimes not so good with the nuances of the English language. Arcom is a publishing house. They sell CSI format specs and some other items. BSD, Building Systems Design, has been around since 1983. Notice this is much more recent than CSI AIA. The 2003 product from BSD was made up of vendor specs with just the slightest efforts to make them biddable. 2006 product, however, is much better. The specifications do not carry vendors' names. Genuine alternate sources are they are not specific to one vendor. Alternate sources are included, and the word is better in describing necessary product features. BSD is not closely linked with AIA and keeps a proper distance from CSI. Any changes in spec length come directly from BSD. In summary, AIA is the ultimate origin, CSI is the intermediate, BSD does a lot of modification, and the product is spec link. BSD sells spec link for $1,795 for a single user. As with master spec, there are many packages, but there are no single specs. Nikki Pierce, that is NIKKIPIERCE, at BSD, told me that if you buy 1 year of service and do not renew, you can continue to use those specifications indefinitely and revise them yourself as you see fit. You do not get updates from BSD, and you cannot use their database software. That is, you can export the complete specs in rich text format, modify them any way you see fit. SpecLink uses a different model than master spec. With master spec, you get the spec. Next year, you get a new spec. Any revisions you have made locally do not carry forward. With SpecLink, however, you get a sophisticated database manager, a library of lines of specification, and a repository for all the linked lists that you create for each product. You choose individual lines of each spec that you wish to use. Your development screen shows grayed out the lines that you did not choose. You can add lines. Next year, you get some new lines for the specification. You decide if you want to accept or reject the changes. You keep your old lines. Spec link sections tend to be thin. They do not have as much technical detail as master spec, do not include equipment ratings to choose from, and often do not include vendors. It takes more work to get a good spec out of spec link, but it's much more reusable. The weight of spec link in court is not clear. BSD is a publishing house selling CSI format specs and other items. Please join me for the next session in this audio course. Section 6 will be content of the CSI specifications.